Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
We are back here on the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket. I'm Jake Buckman. He is Austin Orman, the big man. Adam Carriker will be back on Monday, so no fear there. There's just no Husker game tomorrow, so take an extra day off here on the bye week, and we'll get us ready for the Michigan State game next week. Austin, you have too much time to look into Michigan State as of yet, or did you enjoy the bye week without really breaking down the next opponent too much?
I have not dove so far into Michigan State outside of the headlines. I did watch a little bit of their game against USC. Did not start off that well for them, but they were game. They made it a game. And at this point, I mean, it's worth diving into the opponent because it's interesting. Aiden Childs intrigues me. Jonathan Smith, I think, is a sneaky UCLA candidate.
Interesting.
You know, didn't hear that from me. But, you know, they have enough intriguing. Nick Marsh is pretty interesting out at wide receiver as well. But more than anything, it shouldn't be about Michigan State. You know, they're similar to Nebraska in a lot of ways. They're different in a lot of ways. But what it comes down to is that they're good enough to beat Nebraska, and yet Nebraska being at home off a bye week should have more than enough answers for them. So, yeah, those pieces that we definitely will need to get into and talk about just for the sake of, you know, informing our listeners, as we love to do here on The Ticket. But I also, to a point, don't really care. This is more of a put up or shut up week for Nebraska for me, more so than anything.
And it is interesting, too. I mean, I look at Michigan State in, obviously, again, they're the next opponent up. It's and I kind of put it as phrases of a must-not-lose type of game instead of a must-win type of game. The win doesn't really put you on the radar or do anything necessarily for you, but losing it, obviously, would put Nebraska fans and the program a little bit into a panic. It is interesting, too, is if you look at the schedule with Michigan State and Maryland come up, it's just kind of giving me flashbacks to Matt Rhule's first year when Nebraska was 5-3. They had needed to win one game remaining. Harlan Burnett was the interim coach at Michigan State who had lost, I think, 6 or 7, or I think it was 6, but might as well have been 7. And Nebraska drops that game. And then, you know, by it was the old chasing three thing. Mm-hmm. Lost that game 20-17, then lost to Maryland at home 13-10, despite trying, I think, 8, 9, 10 different quarterbacks in that game. That didn't work. Then lost the overtime to Wisconsin 24-17. Of course, you don't have Wisconsin on the schedule this year, and then dropped that one to 13-10 to Iowa there to finish the season at 5-7. You go back to that Michigan State game in 2023, very frustrating, the most winnable game there left on the schedule for Nebraska. And just think, had they won that game, what the difference might have been moving forward. And so, I mean, that's what I'll ask you here. If Nebraska wins that game, they're bowl eligible year one.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? How times would have changed, or what would that have jump started? You know, a little bit more expectation would it have at all changed year two for Matt Rhule?
It would have jump started expectations without a doubt. I mean, that's a game that Nebraska trailed 3-0, tied it going into half, and then was down 20-10 before the late touchdown. And weren't they close to getting an onside kick or something late in that game?
Close. This is a close game. Yeah.
It's one of those that I think more than anything, what it would have done is answered some more questions about Matt Rhule in November, because you're 5-3 and you go 0-4 in November against a Michigan State team who, it was on senior day, they had 2 road and a neutral game left going into that one. So, okay, emotions are running high, whatever, but come on. You lost to that Michigan State team in that situation. And then it was Maryland at home the next week that you had dead to rights until you didn't. And then Wisconsin, you get up 14-0 on a mediocre Wisconsin team. Chubba Purdy's running for his life.
Yeah.
And you fall down in the back of the end zone and you come up short. And then, of course, the way things ended with Iowa that year as well. At the very least, you got the bowl eligibility. I'm not saying for sure that Nebraska slams the door on either Maryland or Wisconsin or finds a way to beat Iowa. But at the very least, you're bowl eligible. The conversation around the program is, oh, it wasn't a terrible year one for Matt Rhule. I mean, 5-7 is just ugly. Like, how much could have changed? I mean, it's not, you know, the 2-10 or the 3-9 like he had before, but it's still 5-7. That's just not a couple of fun numbers to look at. It's the NFL equivalent of 7-9.
Yeah.
Right? Like, bleh, just whatever. But
and just the fact that they were so close to each of those final four games.
Oh, yeah. But then you parlay an 0-4 November into a November where, to their credit, they got better last year. But it's 1-3. Nebraska's 1-7 in November the last 2 years. Not that, you know, 2-6 is much better, but at least you can say, yeah, those two wins got us to bowl eligibility. And then the conversation is, okay, well, let's say, you know, Nebraska did get to a bowl, whether they won it or lost it, who cares? But then last year, is 6-6 still a step in the right direction? Or would we be having different conversations because, well, they were 6-6 in year one. They had to be 7-5 or 8-4 in year two, which then frames this year as, okay, they went from 6-6 to maybe 8-4 last year. If they're not 10-2 and in the playoff conversation, it's a lost season. We got to start having those conversations. They're on pace for what?
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/Hail Mary. That's Hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. Hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
A Matt Rhule build, I think, normally looks like, generally. Certainly not ahead of schedule, but they're not behind schedule.
Yeah. I think they are. I mean, they're in a good spot. Obviously, coming off the Michigan win, we're all a little bit frustrated because, again, going back to that 2023 season, a winnable game, opportunities to win that game. But, you know, it's not time to give up or get frustrated with where they are as a program. I think that they're fine in that way. Let me ask you this, because I talked to Sorensen about this too. Are you okay if Nebraska doesn't beat a ranked team this year? They win 8 games, 9 games, perhaps even. There's only 3 ranked teams on their schedule. You think they could have a successful season without beating a ranked team?
If Nebraska only loses to ranked teams, right now that's 9-3. Seems a little pie in the sky to me. If Nebraska goes 8-4, lose to Minnesota, beat USC, successful year. If Nebraska beats Minnesota, loses to USC, at least you beat Minnesota.
Yeah.
You've lost, what, 6 in a row, 7 in a row to PJ, too many in a row to PJ Fleck. Kind of owns this program right now. I was saying this, was this with Nick yesterday or was it with Evan Blaine or on Wednesday, one of the two, something to the effect of, you know, it would still be a step in the right direction, big picture. Like, you can't tell me that if Nebraska goes 8-4, it's still not improvement.
Yeah,
regardless. I mean, that's two more wins. Now, sooner than later, you have to snap that top 25 streak. Your company right now is Rutgers. That's not the guy that Nebraska fans want to be alone with at the bar at the end of the night. Plain and simple, right? That's not your drinking buddy. It shouldn't be. You got to get off the snide eventually. For Nebraska as a program and for Matt Rhule, right? I get it. I understand why Matt Rhule doesn't want to be looped into the top 25 wins conversation. But at some point, Matt, we start looking at your resume as well. You haven't done it that frequently. So yeah, the past is the past. Yeah, it's a new situation. Just to be a normal college football program, you have to be a top 25 team once in a blue moon.
Yeah.
We've been waiting some blue moons for Nebraska to do it. So I still think that yes, beating a ranked team is one of the next few steps to success for Nebraska. And that is a bare minimum base level bar to clear at this point for really any program in college football. But I still think if Nebraska goes, I mean, even 7-5 would be a small step up in the right direction. Nebraska 7-5, 8-4 at the end of the year, but they lost to Michigan, USC, and Penn State. I think it's too early to have the, oh, Nebraska can't win the big game conversation, if that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. Again, just to where Matt Rhule's program is and clearly building, especially if you're in that, you know, that conversation of winning and winning games more so than the previous season. Gorilla Bear does say Matt Rhule has to beat a ranked team. He's never beaten a Power 5 top 25 team. That's not a good look for a head coach in the Big Ten, where you'll likely have multiple teams in the top 25 every year.
I agree with the sentiment, and I don't want to keep moving the goalposts side to side or pushing them further down the road, because it does need to happen for Nebraska at some point. But you look at those opportunities. Michigan beat Nebraska up in the trenches. We've talked about that. USC is probably going to take a similar attitude and approach to Nebraska, who's gotten better athletically, but let's not underrate USC's athletes and scheme, and let's not overrate Nebraska's. Nebraska's gotten better. Nebraska still might not be at USC's pure talent level. Maybe they are, maybe they aren't. That's why we're going to play the game in November. And Penn State is a horrible matchup for Nebraska right now, right? I mean, just with the two running backs they have, the offensive line that they have, you can imagine Michigan, but worse, on the road at Penn State. So, yeah, that's why it's called an upset. You know, it's not like last year where, you know, Nebraska and Illinois, we thought were on equal footing. Nebraska didn't play well in that game. But even look at where those two programs went from that game. Illinois went up into a borderline top 10 finish, and Nebraska went down to needing a win in November to get to bowl eligibility and still going 1-3 there. Nebraska and Illinois last year were closer than Nebraska and Michigan were this year, I think. You know, Illinois had its flaws, played a little bit into Nebraska's hands as a defense. This year, I don't think Michigan fully capitalized on its advantages over Nebraska. And so, yeah, Nebraska and Matt Rhule specifically, they do need to beat a top 25 team. I mean, that's just a rite of passage, a normal college football program thing to do. Felt like Michigan was the right opportunity for it. Nebraska didn't take advantage. I don't think it's wrong to say Michigan was the opportunity. But I hope in retrospect, we can see that, okay, maybe that's not as good an opportunity as we propped it up to be.
Yeah, it's interesting. We'll see how good Michigan is for the rest of the season. That's certainly going to be something to follow. I'm interested in the Cincinnati-Kansas game this weekend to see how good Cincinnati is, too. So, I mean, we'll know more as the season goes on. And hopefully, again, it was just a question that they're out there. Nebraska's not going to be favored in the USC or Penn State game, to your point. And part of it is overcoming the talent deficit that you have. I mean, Nebraska might, you know, that again, that's why those programs are where they are. Nebraska is where they are, is you got to take those steps up. But to your point, it was something that eventually, you know, Nebraska got that Hail Mary last week, and it was just such a weird feeling, because nothing like surprising or abnormal or like in a good way generally has happened for Nebraska. So hopefully some of the good luck is starting to head over to Nebraska football. I don't know what we did to the football gods all those years ago, but must have been something to offend them. All right, let's go ahead and take one more break. We will come back and wrap up the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Life is unpredictable, but how you prepare for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. Whether to cover debts and routine expenses or even invest the money and earn interest over time. With Policy Genius, finding and buying life insurance is simple. You can compare quotes from top insurers and could find coverage that fits your needs and your budget. Plus, they offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. It's an easy way to feel good about and plan for the future. No wonder Policy Genius is the country's leading online insurance marketplace. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to PolicyGenius.com to compare top-rated life insurance policies, get your lowest quote, and make a smart move in under 10 minutes. That's PolicyGenius.com.